Welcome to Centropa Stories, in a season based on our Romanian interviews. Most of us know what a shtetl is, or actually was. The shtetls were those predominantly Jewish villages that stretch from the Baltics through Poland, through today's Belarus and Ukraine, and into parts of Slovakia, Eastern Hungary, and Northern Romania. Most of those who lived in them lived lives of poverty and sometimes suffered from pogroms. They also produced a remarkable body of work through writers, scholars, and the artists who lived in them and who did their best to get out of them. By the late 1800s, as soon as it was possible, over a million Jews left these shtetls for a better life elsewhere. The founding of the Soviet Union in 1922 put an end to many of them, and then the Holocaust, of course, wiped out just about everything else. After 1948, with communist rule dominating Central and Eastern Europe, there were, for all intents and purposes, no more shtetls. After all, if most of the synagogues had been closed, if there were no more rabbis, kosher butchers or Jewish schools, and the Jewish population was decimated, most of us figured that the shtetls had been consigned to history. But not quite. All during the post-war decades, the old shtetls of northern Romania, in Bukovina and Moldavia, really did carry on. They were, of course, shrinking rapidly, but they were still there. Even in the 1980s and 1990s, I would eat in their kosher community restaurants, meet with people in their synagogues, chat with their rabbis while Jewish kids sang in their choirs, like this one. And these were the times that Jews would still fill the synagogues for Hanukkah and other holidays. That is why, when Centropa began our oral history project in Romania in the early 2000s, I asked Emiko Salzman to travel to these communities and speak with elderly Jews, those who could paint a picture of what Jewish life had been like in those shtetls. You're about to hear some excerpts from three of our interviews, and you can click on the show notes and find the full-length interviews too. Thank you for joining us for this season of Centropa Stories, which was made possible in part by CERV, Citizens, Equality, Rights and Values of the European Commission's Education and Culture Executive Agency. My name is Edward Serrato.